I waiting outside.
Yeah. I check.
Yeah. All right, so we're called over to the Land Use Plan Steering Committee. I guess I don't have an agenda.
There's your agenda.
Yeah, I guess that's the agenda, so.
He is the agenda.
You are the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight. I trust that everyone was able to get the inserted pages. So as a result of now, you have a fully revised copy. It's bits and pieces. Last time, you got chapter 1 through 4. And then we've now revised 5 and 6 based on our past meeting. And so, you know, from a procedural standpoint, this evening, you know, we would want to make sure that you're comfortable with this what was given to you at the last meeting. And if there's any additional changes, those changes, you know, can be, we can make changes and come back and meet again, or you can make a recommendation to move this on to the P&Z board with any changes or as is, at which point in time then we would provide a new full clean copy to the P&Z board, even though we've got a number of members that are on that board, but for the sake of simplicity's sake, you get a full new clean copy. Questions, I guess.
How much time do you want to give P&Z to review this?
It's up to them. I mean, you know.
The meeting is next Wednesday, so they're not
going to
have much time to review.
Yeah. It was my understanding originally that actually P&Z would hold a public hearing or whatever you want to call it these days on this, but that sounded like it was different when you were talking last time.
Well, I was going by the. All right, so at the last P&Z meeting, I went back through my emails and I found what you presented to us. So the question was, what are our next steps? So you want to go through that?
Well, sure. So there's, I mean, you can always request. let me just, I'll tell you what the requirements are, and then I'll tell you sort of where there's some discretion. There is, once the planning and zoning board makes a recommendation on the plan, it's then sent to Division of Coastal Management District Planner for consistency review, interagency review. That's a minimum 90 days, turns into 180 days. In my doing this over the course of, I don't know how many years now, 15 years, I've never had any substantive change. They just want to make sure that the plan meets the requirements, 7H requirements of the administrative code, and then if there's some agency that sees something in here, no agency's ever said anything. It's you guys' plan. So that then comes back at that point in time. From a statutory standpoint, there has to be a public hearing prior to adoption.
For us here.
There's a public hearing that's in 113, NCGS 113 for CAMA, and then there's that public hearing also now for 160D in the planning and zoning statutes. Those can be advertised as one. They have a little bit different lead time.
Governing board?
Yes, for the governing board.
And governing board cannot adopt it before DCM finishes its review?
You can. Technically, you could, at which point in time that plan would be yours. Mm-hmm. And then,
subject to amendment based on their agency review.
That's right. Yes.
Now, in your experience, do you find that in addition to the two governing board public hearings, which can be combined into one notice-wise and conducting-wise, in your experience, do you find that other municipalities also hold additional public hearings, like at the planning and zoning review level?
It's up to each local government. You know, what we typically would do, it's optional, is you know, provide an open house type form, and so that, you know, I would be here or Sam would be here at a scheduled time, whatever it was.
Like an informational meeting.
3 to 5 or 5 to 7. If folks in the community had questions about what was in the plan, they could come and talk to us. You know, we maybe would have some maps available, but we wouldn't do anything necessarily. I wouldn't do a presentation unless the town wanted me to do that.
How does the public generally have access to the plan prior to that?
Good question. So that's another question for, you know, like, for example, this evening, if the Land Use Plan Committee felt like, hey, look, we've had, you know, gone through this chapter by chapter, we've now received a fully revised copy, we feel comfortable putting it up, it says draft on it, it will be labeled draft, and put it on the town's website.
That was going to be my question. Yeah. Normally when I present something, like something gets presented to P&Z, it normally goes in their agenda packet, would be published.
Yes.
Obviously with the draft, and that would be okay.
Yeah, like
three or four days ahead of time.
And the main goal of keeping a hard copy into now is just so that we're not having issues with versioning. And so you'll have one full clean copy. I always recommend that if folks are comfortable with it, go ahead and put it on the website.
Okay.
You know, but it's up to the local government.
Once P&Z reviews it, do they make a recommendation for council to hold the public hearing? Is that how that normally goes?
They would make a recommendation that council approve the plan.
Approve the plan. Okay.
Yes. So, and we don't know how long it'll take DCM.
So okay. The question is, if you express that way, does PZC look at it before DCM or after?
Yes, before DCM.
I don't understand. PZC looks at it, makes a recommendation to council, but before council acts on it, in between is DCM.
That's right. And a lot of local governments don't like it, but it's the way that procedure follows. And like I said, it's not like they're coming back and suggesting policy changes or anything like that. You know, they just want to make sure that we've met the requirements.
And again, in your experience, PZC reviews, there's a recommendation. Do the governing boards generally wait for the DCM before they adopt, even though that recommendation by that point could be 3 to 6 months old?
So we're in a bit of an uncharted territory, so if we're wanting to try to speed up the process for compliance sake for 160D, for example, then you know that would be fine. But most folks just wait, and we just wait, and I set on my calendar, as soon as I send it to Mike at DCM, I've got, in 90 days, another email where I will send him, where are we on the, and then another one every 30 days until we get it back.
And I'm not worried about compliance. We have a plan.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me ask kind of a practical question. It goes to planning and zoning. I know there's a few folks on the planning and zoning that will probably have different recommendations.
Sure.
So, and I'm sure the council will too. So you've got two points. So it's a planning and zoning. Ultimately, it's got to be forwarded to the council.
Yep.
What procedure takes place if, for example, we don't like a segment or recommend different language in a segment or something like that? I mean, is it an either or type of recommendation? How does that work?
You think of it, everybody is their different entity. So you go, this board, you want to make sure everybody's satisfied with it, with the plan at this board. Then it goes to P&Z.
P&Z could
change the whole thing if they wanted to. And then it goes to government.
But you would incorporate the recommendations of the P&Z.
Sir.
Okay, and then likewise, then it would go to the council government or...
The governing board.
The governing board. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And then they can change too. So.
They can change it too.
All right.
Now...
When does council review it? After. Should we give...
I would typically give them copies after P&Z made a recommendation with a memo that says this is
a little memo.
This is sent to Division of Coastal Management pending their review at a minimum 90 days.
Yeah,
so that they can initiate their
review. So Craig, if you got it in P&Z's hands next week,
right?
Just in their hands.
We're on, April 6th, I think is...
Yeah, we're April 6th, so we're next Wednesday is our next P&Z, which only gives...
A week from today.
Two weeks from today.
Next week's 28th. Next week's
28th. Okay, so 2 weeks.
What's the soonest you could get it in the P&Z?
We could get you clean copies, revised copies, at the end of this week or probably Monday. I don't, you know, but I think, yep. How many copies would you need?
I think there's seven.
Seven.
Yeah, I need seven.
Plus staff. So
I guess my question to P&Z, if you get it in your hand early next week, would you be able to make a recommendation?
I mean, I could. I mean, I tend to read fast.
I could.
You might have one or two people that might complain that they didn't were given enough time, but I think overall that P&Z could
make
a recommendation, get a chance to look at it, and make a recommendation.
We can have it on the agenda, and if they feel like they need more time, we can always move it to May.
Absolutely.
And then we could do it that way. But yeah, like Craig says, it just depends.
And since that is an open hearing, I mean, there would be, I mean, there might be people there talking about it too, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Now we can go and get it on our website.
Yeah, get it published on the website.
Yes.
So I can get the.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So will you send us like the digital
copy of it? Of course, yeah. And so we got to make sure that this committee is satisfied with it. But there'd be a new date on it, you know, when we print it, this week or Monday. To get it out here, and then I would submit a digital copy to you.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. How does it go to DCM? In other words, PZC reviews and makes a recommendation. Do you need board action to send it to DCM, or staff is just instructed? Well, I guess
I typically recommend that someone make a motion for recommendation of approval. Especially given now it's codified in 160D, but then I send it to Mike. I'll copy Mandy or whoever, saying Tampa Curry Beach and Jim. I can certainly keep you in the loop too if you'd like. Has made planning and zoning boards made a recommendation for approval. This is a draft plan. Please initiate your interagency.
They've made a recommendation to go draft plan to go to council, to the town council.
Yep.
And now it's ready for them. They can start their review once PZC.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I apologize for coming to this party late, not this individual party, but after Joseph departed, the mayor asked me to start attending this, and so I read the document and I got a couple of questions as if I wanted to change something, and I hope somebody can kind of allay my fears or say, oh, that was looked at, John, it's all been covered 6 months ago. But in the section that talked about the future, I didn't see.
Have you got references to chapter and page?
No, these were just thoughts as I was reading through. It's not a particular paragraph. In fact, it's things I couldn't find that maybe somebody could help me. There was one comment that said, more houses will be converted to permanent rather than rental. Age is getting older. Guys like me are buying and staying here as a retirement home. And as you do that, I didn't see if there were comments that were going to impact the ROT, because the less rentals, the less room occupancy tax you get to collect. And is there an impact on the restaurants and the businesses in town? Because I think the more permanent people don't do as much restauranting as the weekenders and the rental folks and that type of thing. And I don't know that that's a problem. I'm just saying I didn't see anything in there that addressed those two issues. And the other thing is any impact by the offshore wind that's getting ready to come here, not just off of our beach, and granted the east area is down below Bald Head, but I can just see some of the high rollers come in here with lots of money and see how really nice Curie Beach is, and all of a sudden they set up their little executive team to help make all of that happen out there, and what impact that might have on the rest of us or on Curie Beach.
Great question. So the question of the, you know, the vacant or seasonal, you know, turnover to permanent resident. I'm not exactly sure what section that was. It may have been Article 2 or Chapter 2. And Joseph, and I'm not sure exactly how we ended up wording it, but that's a hypothetical. And I will say that, and we did talk about this in some brief detail, that no one really knows what's going to happen, especially with the advent of, you know, the investment community has been able to, you know, get into the vacation rental business in a way that they hadn't been able to in years past, you know, with the advent of the digital, you know, providers, Airbnb, VRBO, et cetera. And so I don't know how that's going to play out in the next 5 to 10 years. There's some indication that actually there may be more investment properties and seasonal vacation rentals than there are permanent resident, but that's a hypothetical. We could try to provide some number, but I have no idea. But that's a great question, and I think that your point is well taken. And then the second one about the offshore wind, did we speak about that at all? I don't recall that.
I didn't recall that.
Now we've attended as a council. Yeah. We've attended it and been involved in stuff, and so our radar screen is.
I think we submitted a resolution.
Submitted a resolution via the Boehm's of.
There you go.
Recommendation.
And that would be the appropriate avenue, you know, whereas this is not necessarily going to affect something that's going to go, you know, have an impact on something that's offshore.
If we were Oak Island, I would feel like we would have, because that's going to be very visible from further south.
From further south.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then again, it's going to be I don't know how that all fits into a land use plan, so.
And you've got your general goals of keeping what we got, and a wind farm would not be what we've got.
Right. I'm not really talking about the farm itself. Alan and I and the mayor and a couple of the guys have been to several meetings, and they put up pictures that they had taken, and this is from 19 miles away type thing, and you see this little bitty white dot.
Let me jump on that real quick, because I was involved with the NC State projection for those little white dots, and that was based upon the size of the wind towers back in 2010, I think it was, where they're double the size.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you're going to see out there is not a little tiny dot. I think it's being promoted.
It's
a little unethical.
Not false promotion, yeah, but it's not accurate promotion.
And, you know, these things are doubling about every 5 years in terms of size as the structural engineering takes place. So actually what's going to go out there is probably 3 to 4 times larger than what you're seeing on that NC State.
But how does that affect a land use plan?
Well, it may affect in terms of property prices, but if it's down, I think, in that area, it's not going to affect us that much. But you're right. I think if it's Oak Island, it probably would require some sort of a reference, I think, in the land use plan. But I'm not sure it's going to.
I mean, if they put them 15 miles offshore.
Yeah.
On a clear day, we can see right from the beach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what you're looking at, but you can see right from the beach.
Right.
So it's seeing that every day. I don't know. Yeah, I'm up in the air, and I don't want to.
And I don't think it's going to have a big impact on those investors coming in, because a lot of people don't realize, when you look at the supply chain, what's called the value-added chain for those things, only about 5%. It's being sold again. It's going to have this big economic boom. It's not. Okay. The vast majority of money that's created is going to China, because those are Chinese things that are going to get put up there. The only thing that's going to stay in-house is actually the construction of those things. It is actually putting them out there. That's going to be a relatively low period of time. It's only about 5% of the value and all that sort of thing. I just don't see big organizations coming down here and setting up corporate headquarters. I'm pretty familiar with the big, oh my goodness, it's 100 square miles in Indiana that they put up thousands of towers right there on the coast of Indiana, or not on the coast, but in the plains of Indiana. And the office is literally one storefront.
So that's...
From our standpoint, yeah, that shouldn't impact a land use.
I think that the appropriate course of trying to affect policy for offshore wind is what you've done with the resolution. And I think, you know, as Jim alluded to, you've sort of spelled out the things that are important to you in the town. That would just be my recommendation. But I think those are great points. And it's something that we could explore further with P&Z or certainly when the council comes up.
Do you think it's appropriate just to put a sentence in there recognizing that there's going to be
that's what I was wondering.
Just a sentence, I think.
Well, maybe P&Z could recommend that.
Yeah, we can figure out where.
You know, they could come up with an appropriate sentence to add somewhere, and that would be one of the recommendations from P&Z.
See what they're doing in Ocala. See how they handle it.
Okay. John, are you liaison to PZC?
Mm-hmm. Yes, right now. I'm not sure what the mayor has in store for Mr. Panicali. Mm-hmm.
But you're not HPC. Sorry to digress. You're not HPC, right?
Right.
So where would we put such a sentence?
I think that, you know, probably Article 5.
Mm-hmm.
Are you alluding to a policy specifically or a sentence in the text? Because it sounds like
if you look at 5.5, well, again, the trouble with the sentence is a good idea. The trouble is you're trying to fit it into a document that deals with land only.
Right.
See, I was thinking in Chapter 2 somewhere on, which is the community profile. We have assessed the impact of the wind energy farm being 20 miles away from our, whatever the number is, and we have determined that there's no
significant
impact on the community profile being bringing in more people or less people.
Okay. So maybe that, and certainly perhaps the
value of the housing.
If the committee wanted to, they could make a recommendation that to direct the director consultant to incorporate tenets of that resolution in the plan, and it can go in Chapter 2 if it just needs to be narrative and not policy. And we can certainly do that, and the draft of the P&Z would then be able to review and make sure they're comfortable with it.
Yeah. We were being a good neighbor by doing that resolution because we were asked to do it. I'm not sure we ever thought that they would impact us here.
Okay.
True. And the resolution is going to be whitewashed by the government because they're coming out there.
They're going out there anyway, even though it's where it is. They're going to go there.
Yeah, they're getting ready to release.
So, does somebody want to make a motion to direct the consultant to insert a sentence in the proper place?
I'll go make that motion. And to insert a reference that we recognize that there will be the wind farm offshore, and that it will not have a significant impact on the town of Curie Beach. I don't think we need to get more detail than that.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I still struggle. I mean, it's nothing that has to do with this, but I have to just say it that I've been involved in planning and zoning in two other states, and I've never seen it reversed like this, where in all the other states, any planning and zoning commission decision has to be consistent with the land use plan. And here, it doesn't have to be consistent. That if planning and zoning recommends something that's not consistent, then inconsistency now becomes part of the land use plan.
It's
bizarre to me.
You're right, though. It's an automatic amendment.
Yeah, it's. I've never known a state that has that.
And there's some background on that. That may happen ultimately in North Carolina. I mean, for the first time, we've now actually got a rule that you actually do have to have a land use plan if you're gonna administer zoning. So that's new. So who knows what will happen in the next couple years about maintaining consistency.
Right. That raises the issue. If we do make something that's not consistent, as you said, it becomes an automatic amendment. How is that physically incorporated into the land use plan? Is it just out there, or is the document changed?
There's any number of ways. By per the statute, the document is automatically changed, meaning that if it's a policy that's at odds, you know, basically at that meeting, that thing is changed. But we can work with
how you track and document it is. Who knows?
Right. Yeah. All right. I can see a whole bunch of things that could disappear into virtual, space.
Ideally, somebody's tasked with
changing the document.
Well, I don't. Maybe, or there's a file somewhere, and all just like on a zoning map when
with amendments. And stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there's an amendment page somewhere in here and.
Yep.
You chart it that way.
But and then on the website, like a lot of things, you'd have amendments to the...
Yeah, in reality, does that happen? I don't know. But it is by operation law automatically amended. So some good lawyer is going to find it all. He's going to go through the minutes and the meetings and find it. And if you don't chart it internally, you could be blindsided in a pretty serious way.
Well, think about it. When we used to get our town code, our town ordinance, mm-hmm. and we make changes to the ordinance, and before they were electronic. Then you'd be stuck back there with a stack where pages hadn't been added to it, and that type of thing. I could see it being almost the same thing.
The easiest thing is to tell the town attorney to take care of it.
It is a weird because, when you look at amendments to town ordinance, those are very specific. You have a change to an ordinance and you have Here you're changing policies and wording and things like that as you make...
Well, maybe it'll change before we have to get...
The statute could change again. My understanding is the way it came about is some of our communities in the Triangle were requiring that if anyone was going to proceed with a text amendment or a zoning amendment that was inconsistent with their comp plan, they said that you first have to go through and amend your land use plan. Well, the development community said, no way. We don't like that.
So it was a lot of people, because that's how all the other states are. You have to change land use.
You also have to keep in mind that 160D, the reason that got through was because of concessions made to the developers. Mm-hmm. The most prominent one being the statute that in three different instances awards attorney's fees to the private litigants, but not the municipalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what I always say is that if you do a rezoning, you guys are not in the business of doing rezonings, and it's clearly inconsistent. Absolutely, you need to change your future land use plan. We got communities making policy decisions, and some of it's consistent, some of it's not, and it's very difficult to track.
Depending on how good the attorneys are.
But, you catch a lot of it. Because PZC and the governing board have to do consistency statements.
Right.
So the fact that something is inconsistent is going to stick out like a red thumb because the statement in each case is going to note that, and PZC's recommendation may be don't do it because it is. So there'll be a paper trail. Mm-hmm. Whether you connect all the dots is really what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Good point.
So,
did you have anything more?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I had a whole list there.
No, I'm sure. We're going to go. My notes as I went through it.
7:30 or something.
No.
Order dinner.
I got about 4 pages of just information. I was writing down some of the population statistics.
It's up to this committee what you want to do. If folks are comfortable, not ready to see me anymore, I know P&Z is still going to have to see me again, then, the motion would be to recommend approval of the plan to P&Z including the change for to addressing, you know, wind farm, and then we would make clear when we get to PZ that we'll bring it up and say, are folks comfortable with this language?
Just out of curiosity, in that event, would this be the last committee meeting?
I'm not sure how, from a procedure, how you disband your committees. You could, I mean, you guys could
Council
stay together.
Will do it.
Okay. It's up to you. I mean,
we'll probably keep it active for a while and then just cancel the meetings until we're for sure know that it's been approved and everything's done.
Okay. Yeah,
and then we'll disband it.
Okay, well, does somebody want to make that motion?
I make a motion. We adjourn.
I wasn't pressuring you there on this thing. to recommend moving this to planning and zoning, subject to the change in the wording regarding the wind farm. I guess I'll make that motion since I said it.
I second it.
Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, now go ahead and make the motion.
Hearing no objection.
So, Craig, you'll get this, we'll get this to P&Z. Yeah,
I am going to write an email to P&Z in the next day or so saying this is going to come, and do they feel they have sufficient time to review this and make comments at our April meeting? Because I'd hate to have you come. Mm-hmm. And
they're just going to review
And have people say we're not ready to talk about it and stuff like that.
That would be helpful. What time is that April 6th meeting?
It's at 6.
6 o'clock.
Okay, I have a council meeting in St. James that evening, which I may be able to have another staff member handle. So first we'll just see if it even makes sense for me to be there. But I should be able to...
go ahead. So if... PCC decides they can do it and make a recommendation, then we need to schedule council will have to schedule a public workshop.
Mm-hmm. If
the mayor could call for that too.
Which would be in May or something like that.
Yeah.
Is there any, I know we have a little bit of a time frame, but are we in disaster area if we don't review this at PNC in April?
No.
And do this in May?
No, but period. We've got a plan. We're compliant with 160D. We're just rewriting it. Mm-hmm. The 160D says if you don't have a comprehensive land use plan, you better have it by July 1. Well, we've got one.
Right.
We're just rewriting it.
Then why push it? Why don't we just try to get it to us and schedule it for discussion for the May PNC?
That's fine.
I mean, as long as there's no real
legal pressure. That would give you time to get us a copy by there.
And then everyone's had a month.
Had a month.
And then at our next council meeting, we can talk about scheduling the public,
right?
Or public workshop
next council. I agree.
So, and this is an area I've always been confused in. The public workshop is distinct and different from the governing board, from the post DCM governing board public hearing.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And public workshop would be conducted by the governing board?
Information session.
Public information session.
It'd kind of be like we've done some on beach nourishment. Like not all council may even attend. It just depends on their schedules.
It'd be
advertised.
And we can talk about the preference for how that's handled, whether it's a formal presentation versus just an open house informational.
All right. Jim, would there be anything that would keep us as a council, if we say, for example, if we do get it to us by set the public hearing, do it early, and then adopt it later that night at the.
No, I'm sure you can adopt it the same night as the public.
We don't have to wait that period of time.
But to make sure we're all on the same page, I don't see that public hearing happening for 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
Once
because if we look at it in May,
June, July,
it goes sort of out of our hands.
Let's get on the same page. PZC is going to review. At some point, there'll be a public informational hearing. Then it goes to DCM, and it's 3 to 6 months. Then it goes to.
Then we have our program. Okay.
But we have information.
But yes, you can adopt it the night of the public hearing.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can always adopt it sooner, it just won't be able to be qualified for CRC until DCM is done with it. So, and when is the May P&Z meeting?
May 6th. Oh, excuse me, it's April. May 4th.
May 4th.
Okay.
At 6.
Okay. Thank you.
And I believe this is already on the P&Z agenda for April. And so yeah, what we're going to do is just talk about it.
Just to tell them.
Yeah, that's the only thing actually on the agenda right now. So you'll have plenty of time to...
I mean, we actually, if people do read it, we may talk about it a little bit, and we'll just continue the discussion until May.
Both the April and May Curie Beach Town Councils have been moved to the fourth Monday rather than the third Monday. That doesn't really impact what we're talking about because we're going to...
Okay. And how many members on P&Z that are not in here?
Well, we've got two members of P&Z here.
I'm actually going to send you a new roster because that front sheet that you have is no longer correct on the plan. So I'm going to send that to you tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll have what?
There's four.
What do we got? Seven altogether or five?
Yeah, seven with an alternate. Or six with an alternate.
No, it's six with an alternate.
Six with an alternate.
Yeah, I think HPC has seven.
Yeah, HPC has seven.
Well,
I know.
Given the longer timeline, we will shoot for having something to you midweek next week instead of Friday or Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, make sure it's in, alternate too.
And Wes, I'm
he gets the agenda.
Sorry to be so ignorant. What are you going to get to us? Because we've got everything, don't we? Is it a change with the wind farm?
The change with the wind farm, and I know we're cutting down trees, but
so we'll get one through six new.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Ten.
P&Z will get it too.
We will provide 10 copies to the town for distribution. And so, Jim, I don't know if you'll get one of those or not, or how that'll work.
But, I want one. Dang
it. But.
It'll be on our website.
So you're bringing 10 planning and zoning. That's correct. Not the land use plan committee. You're just bringing them for planning and zoning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. And we'll have the new date. And
if we want it, we can see it online.
And Beth's going to get a digital copy regardless.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Send that to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get mine from Beth. Hard copy.
He knows I'm going to print it for him.
Yeah.
Because this got started, is this always going to say 2021?
By
the time we get six more months, we'll be only a month away from 23.
We can call it 2022.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
April plus six is still October.
It's fairly common. But yes, sir, that's a good comment.
Yeah, that threw me, actually, when I pulled it out of the file. I didn't know if that was the old draft or...
It's when we started.
Mm-hmm. It's like wine. The label has the year they picked the grapes, not the year.
It becomes more valuable the older
it is. It has to age.
All right. Well, I just also want to thank everybody for their participation in this. It's not an easy thing to spend your evenings and other times doing this.
And a
pandemic. Oh, no. So thank you all. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. You did a good job. Organizing, presenting.
Yes, we have to have a motion to adjourn. Mm-hmm. I have to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Okay.